Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control, and if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pain, and who's gonna make it? I am the game, you don't wanna play me. I am control, no way you can shake me. I am heavy debt, no way you can pay me. I am the pain, and I know you can't take me. Look over your shoulder, ready to run like a claimant bitch from a smoking gun. I am the game, and I may lose. So move on out, you can die like a fool. Try to figure out what my move's gonna be. Come on over, sucker, why don't you ask me? Don't you forget there's a price you can pay. Cause I am the game and I want to play.
was the cast. The glasses now were empty and gone, to wash away the shame and take away the pain. One man left the table, the other was head in hand. He paid the bill, the lad defeated. The only thing that's left is stands. No, I don't believe in heaven, and I don't believe in hell. I don't believe what I'm seeing. Is it no good to tell them? I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in hell. I don't believe what I'm seeing. Is it no good to tell?
Rest your weary head and let your heart decide. It's so easy when you know the rules. It's so easy. All you have to do is fall in love.
Play the game. Everybody play the game
of love.
Yourself go.
This is your life. Don't play hard to get.
It's a free world.
All you have to do is fall in love.
Play the game.
Everybody play the game of love. Ooh,
are there any bands out there or musicians that want to get a bit of airplay on the radio, internet radio, pirate radio? Email me your demos, because we'll quite gladly play them and give you free airplay. My email address is DJ, and then it's an underscore or dash or whatever you want to call it, the one on the bottom, rsb@hotmail.co.uk. So it's DJ_rsb@hotmail.co.uk. And send us them, because we'll quite gladly play anything that gets sent, as long as it's decent quality. There's not a problem with it.
Yeah, we are trying to expand on promoting the local and up and coming bands that need to get the music out there.
Yeah,
And who knows, if you get the demo to somebody who's got a big venue, you might actually say, oh, I want that band.
Yeah, I mean,
and we can pass details on to people.
We've tried to help so many bands, like we've tried to help Desolation Remains, Axe of Sorrow, Ensorrowed, Entropy.
You see, I don't like that word tried. We have helped these guys because these guys help make our show what it is.
Yeah, no, what I mean is, like, we've put a lot of effort in helping these bands and... we know it's appreciated because the bands have said that it's appreciated.
And this isn't crap, mediocre, run-of-the-mill bands. These are really, really good quality bands.
Yeah, really talented.
That wouldn't get airplay
on... local metal bands.
That wouldn't get airplay otherwise on local radio stations.
Yeah.
So we're going to push the guys that need the push because you need to hear this kind of music and then you can go out into their life.
And it is supporting your local rock and metal scene. So, you know.
I mean... Desolation Remains just stole a show at a recent gig at the Zanzibar in Liverpool. They were absolutely amazing. And I felt really sorry for the second band. Well, not because...
Who were they?
They were the dead waiting. And
the
crowd were waiting to die.
Yeah.
Because, no offence to them, they had to follow what was a phenomenal performance by Desolation Remains. A bunch of metal fans and industrial goth fans. And they were doing... well, the best way to describe it is screamo. So
yeah, I think they were called the dead lay waiting.
Well, everybody in the crowd was waiting to die because
it's like when I saw Desolation supporting it was Axe of Sorrow and Desolation supporting Napalm Death, and the band that was on after Desolation were called All Will Suffer, and we
did
they were terrible.
But we're not here to diss music bands, you know what I mean? If they want to get in touch and we'll play their stuff and we'll let you decide whether you like it or not. Could have bought their album, decided not to waste my money, but that's just my opinion. I like good quality metal and good quality rock, and you know, it wasn't even worth... I mean, I did go home early after the gig, and I've never walked... Well, I'm lying. I've walked out once of a gig early before, and that was the Deftones. And to be fair, it wasn't their fault that they couldn't follow Linkin Park, but it's Linkin Park, and they just won.
And that was before they were famous as well.
They'd gone to number one that week in the charts, and they just booked the gig in advance, and then, like, 5 minutes into Chino being slightly depressing was enough to go, let's go home.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. So we didn't really go. We went and sat at the back. But yesterday, I did go home after Desolation, because after about three songs of To Waiting to Die, or Dead Lay something, or whatever.
Dead Lay Waiting.
You know.
Dead Lay Waiting to come back.
Get some energy. Don't ponce around with your trousers down. Pull them up, you fucker. You know what I mean?
There's actually a group on Facebook called Pull Your Fucking Trousers Up.
Well, you know,
why wear your trousers down past your arse cheeks with your boxers on display?
Yeah, why
wear trousers?
Why cover your entire eyesight with your fringe? You can't fucking see, you stupid bastard.
Oh, we go to the emo hate.
You know what? It's not even the music that bothers me. It's just it's not fair. It's not fair.
Maybe the lyrics. Fucking is fair. The shit.
They were the lyrics of one of the songs, and we're just like, it's not a primary school play yard. It's really not. You stupid bastards.
We've been talking for 5 minutes now. Should we play some music?
We should play some music. Here's some really good ass kicking metal.
So what? Should we play the latest single by Desolation Remains?
We should indeed.
Yeah. This is What Stands Before You.
We'll be right back. to come. Weapons for war. No conscience, no more.
Fallen stars returning to the skies. We
go a bit geeky on you now. I'm getting me Guyvers down. I'm downloading all my movies and I'm getting me Guyver cartoons.
Cool.
I'm a happy bunny.
You know what I'd like if I could find it? The original Legends of the Four Kings manga series, 12 episodes.
Anybody got it and want to sell it?
Anyone want to sell it? Anybody want to just do us a copy as a favour?
Yeah.
You know, anyone can get hold of that stuff, let us know. Cyber City, Oedo.
Yeah.
I used to, on Channel 4, they used to have all the proper mangas
Sit
on.
Closer to the microphone.
Sorry, not used to the new studio.
Yeah.
It's, I was going to say a little more professional than our usual selves, but it's not. Because it's us.
You'd be lying to yourself, though.
I'd be lying to everybody.
Anybody got a copy of The War of the Worlds in book? It doesn't matter if it's hardback or paperback that I could either borrow or have.
You see, I saw that on book the other day, free with the DVD.
Yeah, but I've got the DVD. Where.
No, but it was a special edition that just comes with the book. Yeah. I mean, then you've got a special set.
Yeah.
Oh,
I looked around all the shops.
Did you try Amazon?
No, I don't want to pay the postage.
Dude, sometimes you can get it for free postage.
Yeah, but you have to pay through the tooth for the book then.
No, you don't. You really, Amazon's cheap, it's brilliant. I get my graphic novels for like a fiver, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go in the shop, you have to pay £12 for them.
Yeah, but if I have to pay a fiver for the book, I can buy it brand new for £8.
Yeah. So you can get it brand new for £8?
I could always go in the library and steal it.
You could. But now they know you're coming.
Well, what library though?
Aha. There's
plenty of libraries.
No, there isn't. They're all closing down. There's probably like one in the whole of the Whittle left.
I'll go to Ridgeway Library.
Yeah, like they've got any books worth nicking.
Hey, I'll have you know I used to.
Go there.
No, you never.
I did. I used to go to the Ridgeway Library.
Oh, you went to Ridgeway Library, but I actually went to Ridgeway.
Yeah, I used to go to Ridgeway.
And that brings us full circle back to Desolation, because so did one of the members of Desolation.
You unlucky bastard. You know where I used to go? I used to go to hell.
You're sitting back up too far away from the mic again. No one can hear you.
I used to go to hell. I still sometimes go there. It's quite nice.
What do you mean you used to go to hell?
You're toasted.
We live in hell.
I'm not going to mention the school because it doesn't need any press, good or bad. Doesn't need anything.
Isn't it the one that needs Viagra?
Doesn't need anything. It doesn't exist.
Well,
and not just because I didn't like it. No. It
back on the discussion of not liking things.
It really doesn't exist anymore.
You know how the discussion goes back 6 months?
I know.
6 fucking months.
You know what? I wish
it. Oh, first swear word goes to me.
10 points.
I didn't swear at all last week.
I don't swear. See, I'm getting better. I'm getting more radio friendly.
See, I didn't swear at all last week. I just had Ali calling me a twat for 2 hours.
Fair enough.
That's it, though.
It proves that you only swear when I'm in the studio.
Yeah.
Fucking cunt.
Your influence. A bastard like that, you know.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Well, when...
When you lose a mouse changer, you can't go towards the microphone.
No, because it's taking the mic level right up into the red, you fucking pillock.
It's okay, we can deafen our listeners.
I'd rather do that with the music.
Well, we can't force the volume up on all, I think.
We're failing miserably.
We're not failing miserably. we're succeeding badly.
Oh, that age is getting on my throat by the time now.
You're gonna die soon.
Should play some Queen. Speaking of AIDS.
Yeah, why not?
Oh dear.
Clitus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this
Later. I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
Oh, we've just been told a very funny story about a pedo meter. The grace.
Because he was this far away.
Yeah, they bleep when you go anywhere near a paedophile.
Beep, 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 beep.
Stop pointing at yourself.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm pointing at you.
Apparently,
it
only works
on dyslexic. Only works if you're dyslexic. Or is it dyslactic?
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now taking the show to all-time low.
We're actually talking about pedometers, really. <That's>
Not a whole meter of paedophiles just, like, squashed in one row.
Yeah.
Just lined up, ready to jump on kids.
And on that note, we're not going to play Gary Glitter.
No, we'll play Hulk Hogan.
Do you want to play Hulk Hogan?
I reckon we should play Hulk Hogan. What? This is what? Leader of the gang.
What, Peter of the gang? This is a public service announcement brought to you by the NMO. Anything we say on here is totally fucked up, and we don't mean a single word of it. So you're all gonna fucking die. So getting kicked off. We're so gonna get lose our slot now.
There are so many things you shouldn't do on the radio.
And we do them all.
No.
We
don't do politics.
No. We talk about paedophiles instead. We were talking about a pedometer. Somebody read the box wrong and thought it was a pedometer.
To be honest with you, a pedometer would be an idea, because if you did have something right where you're in the street and you just pointed at them and it goes, beep, warning, a pedo approaching. It'd be amazing.
Warning, pedophile ahead.
Yeah, so imagine how useful that would be to children.
Don't go near the man in the rain, Mac. Warning, pedophile ahead.
Warning. So, exactly right.
Warning, pedophile ahead.
So, basically, right, if you had one, right, that did tell you where there was a pedo or when you could, it'd be brilliant, you could give it to all your kids and live safely going, well, it's all right, I've sent them out with the pedo meter, they're okay, they'll know when there's one there.
Have we crossed the line?
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the pedos.
Okay, now we've crossed the line. The line is but a dot in a horizon. On that note, we should play some music.
Yeah, save our ass.
us for us.